Hit a home run and get pre-approved for your next refinance or home purchase at thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
This is Scoops with DannyMac.com, and we're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios here in Jupiter, Florida. Lou Fuse, 14 brands, 10 locations. We are St. Louis. And Derek Gould, if you're new to the website, is with us every spring training day, Monday through Friday, on the website. Derek, of course, of STLtoday.com and the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. And as always, Derek, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dan.
Well, let's jump into what is a game that you can see on Fox Sports Midwest later today at noon. The World Champion Nationals will be at Roger Dean Stadium. And I'm looking forward to the pitching in particular for St. Louis. And let's start with Austin Gomber. He is healthy. Mm-hmm. He's a lefty. Where does he fit right now with the St. Louis Cardinals? What do you think?
Yeah, I'm eager to see it. I think he's been kind of, hasn't gotten a whole lot of attention, probably wrongfully so. That maybe that's on my end, a fault on my end that he hasn't. But here's a guy who, missed most of last year, had injury that was as curious and enigmatic to him as it has been in the descriptions. Bicep soreness, shoulder soreness, concern that it was going to be some kind of similar thing like you saw with Brett Cecil or Kevin Segrist at some times, where it just was a nerve issue and then was prescribed rest, then didn't appear much at the end of the season because the runway kind of ran out for him. But he was available to pitch. He was healthy enough to pitch. They just didn't have anywhere for him to go to pitch. And I find that interesting because it allowed him to have a really normal off season. He's not too far removed from that August where he was a big part of the Schilt second half surge that they had there a couple of years ago.
No doubt.
He was 7 wins and really pitched well and, arrived and flourished really like Jack Flaherty did that same month when you think of it. And did so with a team that was rather porous defensively. Now he's got a much better defensive team around him, and that's his game. From the left side, good feel for pitches low, invites contact. I talked to Andrew Kisner in the opening week of spring, and I said, hey, just tell me one pitch that stands out to you. What one pitch have you seen that you think is different or could be a difference maker? And he said, it's gotta be Gomber's cutter. He goes, that's the pitch that I think it's back sharper. It looks more comfortable. He's more aggressive with it. He goes, that's the pitch that to me really stands out of all that I've seen. And, now he's going to go off into a game and show it. And again, like I said, with the much better defense behind him.
And he learned that by just, grabbing the baseball and Jason Isringhausen was there, who's helped out mm-hmm. so many of these young guys. That cutter became an effective pitch for Gomber. They told him, you need to add a pitch. He did. And he got that from Jason Isringhausen.
That's interesting. Yeah, good background on that. I know that it's a pitch that is important for him as a lefty, especially if he's not going to have like a whole lot of, let's say sink on the pitch. He's got to have something to play off of it. He's got the breaking ball. He's not a classic kind of lefty reliever lefty, more of a kind of a, let's say, Jaime Garcia type mm-hmm. lefty, mm-hmm. Where he invites contact, has movement on so many pitches. Has worked on and really developed the breaking ball. I think he's very intriguing. Would not, a lot of these guys that we talk about, the Daniel Ponce de Leon, who was impressive there in New York, you could see him be anywhere, right? You could see him in the starting rotation. You could see him in the bullpen. You could see him in Memphis. You could see him with another team. I think with Austin Gomber, a really successful spring would be if he's the de facto sixth starter, the guy who has the opening day start for Memphis and is the first guy up for, the next lefty up after Kim. I think he could position himself that way.
Yeah, I would agree. I want to stay on the lefty. I'm going to get into Alex Reyes here in just a moment, but Brett Cecil, we did see Brett pitch on Saturday, and the way that mm-hmm. I looked at it, Derek, and I don't know if you agree, the first batter, I thought he was nervous, and I've talked to Brett about this.
Jumpy,
He's got something to prove, obviously, and he's got to try to make this team. It's going to be tough. But where do you think he stands right now with all the lefties that they have, and throw in Cabrera and Austin Gomber and KK Kim? and Andrew Miller. Where do you think Brett Cecil is right now, and what did you see, a follow-up to that, what did you see on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, I think he is, he's got to climb over people to have the job that they signed him to do, right? He doesn't have the protection of a contract, though, you know, they'll take that into account. I think, you know, he's eager. He hasn't pitched this healthy in a while. I think I've mentioned here and elsewhere, I don't ever remember seeing him this comfortable in a Cardinal uniform. Lots to like. I thought he was good in his outing. He's going to pitch a lot here early on.
What he has to for him and for the club. They got to find out what they got.
Yeah, and I think it's still on the table that he starts the year on a rehab assignment.
Mm-hmm.
Just so that they continue to see what he does when it's full speed and at the highest level next to the majors, but where the results don't count in the major league standings. I still think that that's where this is headed. He probably don't want to hear that. They probably don't want to tell him that just yet, but I think that's part of it. I mean, all positive returns so far. Like I said, he's going to be right back in there. So he's going to pitch more in the first week than probably any other pitcher, unless there's one of the younger guys who's called in for insurance, but he's the one who's scripted to pitch the most in the first week. I think that's interesting.
Alex Reyes will go today. And again, you can see the game on Fox Sports Midwest. He's always a wild card, it seems like, every spring. And again, this spring more than ever, maybe.
Yeah, well, healthy, slim, strong, looks athletic like he did as a young guy when he made that spring start wearing the big number. What was it up at Port St. Lucie? Where he goes up there and just overwhelms the Mets, I believe it was, you know, in a spring game. I, you know, lots to like of what Alex has done here so far. I'm eager to see where that can, how that translates into a game as far as command. Because things, Dan, that people, I mean, he got optioned out. He got demoted last year before there was injury, before he hurt his hand, before all that stuff. He did get demoted to Memphis with the idea being that he needed to go there to get work on his control. You know, that led to the frustrations that he had and so on and so forth. But I think as you look at it, he can show right off the hop the movement that the improvement that he's made with that, because he has filthy stuff. He's got to get ahead in the count. Got to get some quick outs at some point in time. Got to control the strike zone, because he can just absolutely baffle a hitter if he is consistently ahead in the count. Lots of different ways for this to end. More so this week. There are more options for Alex Reyes in April this week than there were 2 weeks ago because of the Miles Michaelis absence. Now the Cardinals are looking toward a toward a shorter term absence of Michaelis, if he responds well to this current treatment, that opens up the way for Reyes to begin the year as a starter if they want, and then they can manage his innings later as a reliever.
Hair Salon for Men. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a men, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. Hair Salon for Men. It's all aboard the newest restaurant in St. Louis, the Train Shed at Union Station. Perfect place before and after Blues and Cardinal games. Historic St. Louis Union Station is downtown's newest dining destination, with Train Shed's creative pub and the Soda Fountain's modern diner, the Train Shed at Union Station.
I think one of the most intriguing spots on this team would be what happens with the bench. And Amundo Sosa, don't overlook what he's doing, because this could be a guy that makes this team, isn't it?
Totally agree. Yeah, absolutely can make the team. One of the better defensive players in camp. I think, you know, you and I have talked about where he would rank there. Strong play defensively on Saturday and Sunday. Struck out, took a walk against the Marlins on Monday when the Cardinals played at Roger Dean Stadium. He's been the backup shortstop, the second guy in all three games, the first three games. He's going to start moving around the diamond, showing off what he can do at third, showing off what he can do at second. Now, he played exclusively at shortstop in winter ball, and we'll talk a lot about winter ball when we talk about Edmundo Sosa. But he was telling me the other day that during batting practice and workouts, he did work out at third base and second base to continue his familiarity with that and continue to be to improve there. Where he makes this team is not just with production and professional at-bats, which we saw significantly in against the Mets. I mean, he waited and went the other way with a hard line drive to right field for a single on an off-speed pitch. Then with a runner at third and less than two outs and a need to just bring home the run, just to do what he could, he got a fastball fat over the plate, pulled it over the fence, and tied the ball game. Fastball bat speed where he can do some damage, and then also a patience and steadiness at the plate where he can go the other way with the pitch. That relates back to what he told me he spent so much time working on this winter, which was a kind of a pre-pitch setup, something where he was more balanced at the plate, less flailing, more firing at the ball, that kind of thing. And he really seems to have gotten it. And, you know, I think he's slimmer a little bit too, maybe stronger, which is an unusual, you know, young 20-year-old, early 20s, starting to put on some of that strength. And I think you're seeing a player who is a budding, you know, backup shortstop, and that's where he'd have the edge on this team, is if they go in a route where they really go, all right, you need the glove first defensive shortstop, then Sosa's the guy. We've also seen them stash a guy like that at Memphis, where he plays every day.
Mm-hmm.
And if DeJong has a long-term absence, then he gets promoted. But the sporadic playing time would go then to like an Edmonds.
Hey, Blues fans, join the party all season long at Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill at one of their 11 area locations. Great food and drink specials available during every Blues game. It is your home for Blues hockey. Remember, if the Blues score 5 any game this season, you get Hotshot's legendary tacos for $1 each the next day. Find a Hotshot's near you at hotshotsnet.com. Proud partner of the St. Louis Blues. I hope you know about the Schnucks Rewards app. If for some reason you don't, where have you been? The whole city has been downloading this. If you're a Schnucks Rewards member, you're going to earn points. And the next time you're at Schnucks, you can use those points for money off. Digital coupons on the items you want most. Download the Schnucks Rewards app. Get the app that gets you.
How about Brad Miller? Where do you think he fits on this team?
Off the bench as a lefty pop. I think he is a sneaky add because he's Jed Jerko with, you know, the left-handed bat. I think, you know, that's the role that he has. It's a spot that the Cardinals have searched for. You know this. I mean, look, we go back to a few years and they were trading back for Matt Adams to provide that left-handed bat. Well, now here comes a guy who can play second and third, some short. I saw him start at shortstop against Miami. Left field, you know, it's entirely possible that he's a left-handed complement to some of the right-handed hitters they have vying for that left field spot. He's got familiarity out there. He's going to play out there. And if those other guys shrink and shrivel and don't win the job, then Brad Miller might. So very interesting addition because of that left-handed pop that he brings, significant pop. If he was on the team last year for the Cardinals, he would have led an OPS.
I'm going to finish with this. Tommy Edman, you mentioned him briefly just a moment ago, but Tommy Edman's going to get a long look at shortstop this spring, isn't he?
He is going to get a lot of experience there, and some time in the outfield too, maybe even in center field too, but he is going to get a look at shortstop because that's where some of this, bench decision hinges, right? Like if he can be that guy, if he can be the left-handed hitting complement to Paul DeJong, that makes a lot of other things possible on that 13-man side of the 26-man roster for position players.
Derek, as always, we appreciate it. We'll catch you up tomorrow. Thank you.
Looking forward to it, Dan, and especially with Reyes pitching. Always a good story, and then the sneaky excellence that could come with Gomber pitching.
Absolutely. Thanks, Derek.
Thanks, Dan.
Luke Hughes, we are St. Louis.
Dan McLaughlin here to tell you about the hometown automotive family I trust the most, the Lou Hughes Automotive Network, and you know they are St. Louis. Lou Hughes has been a part of St. Louis for over 7 decades. They're proud to support St. Louis and the surrounding areas with cars, youth, sports, and charitable efforts. 14 brands, 10 locations. Just visit Hughes.com to start shopping today.
Lou Hughes, we are St. Louis.